Anchorage Public Schools Superintendent Christy Sullivan on the phone with me this morning. Christy, I apologize. I was going to try to come up with a nice holiday song to sing to you, but I just can't come up with anything. I don't know. It's Monday. My mind's a blank. Will you forgive me?
I suppose. Just this one.
All right. Christy, what's going on this week? Catch us up.
Yeah, well, we've got lots of activities. Today, for once, we have no evening activities. That rarely ever happens. So just practices going on for our students and activities today. Tomorrow, we have a home girls basketball game versus Holly, 6 p.m. JV and 7:30 varsity. Our boys basketball team will be on the road to Lake Park Ottoman, 6 p.m. C squad, 6 p.m. JV and 7:30 varsity. Our Blades hockey teams will be playing tomorrow, varsity and JV versus Mayport CG, 7 o'clock at the Mayville Hockey Arena. Thursday, we've got a doubleheader for basketball, both boys and girls, taking on Barnesville at Barnesville. Boys basketball, 6 p.m. C squad, 4:30 JV, and 7:30 varsity. I think those are mixed up. And then girls basketball, 4:30 B squad and 6 p.m. varsity. Then on Friday, BW Blades hockey, JV and varsity at 6 p.m. versus Kitson County Central, all the way up at Kitson County Central High School Hockey Arena. And this weekend, Saturday, our boys basketball team will be taking on Underwood at Concordia, 9:45 a.m. So lots going on, as always. And then our Christmas break begins. Christmas break here will be from December 23rd through January 1st, and our classes will resume on January 2nd in 2025.
Hard to believe. Man, it is going really, really quick. Well, Christy, listen, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to a couple of sponsors for our staff appreciation initiative, the Breckenridge Fire Department and Big John's Automotive. Thank you for contributing to this cause. It's been really fun to award our staff with gift certificates throughout the year, and we're very grateful for their support.
Tell you what, this community knows how to step it up. Christy, great to talk with you every Monday. We'll talk again next Monday, okay?
All right.
Thanks.
You take care. Thank you.
It's Christy Sullivan, Breckenridge School News. And we talk with Christy every Monday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. It is time once again for another edition of Point of Law. That is brought to you by your locally owned car wash, All Seasons Car Wash in West Wampton, home of the Ceramic Shine Car Wash.
Can you enforce a verbal contract after the person who made the agreement with you dies? Court had to answer that question in the case of the Pentryman's Pooch. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Gregory Bascom was an elderly bachelor who had made very good money as a pantryman in a major hotel. He had invested wisely and had an impressive collection of stocks, bonds, and savings. He also had Blackie, a cocker spaniel, who was his constant companion. Gregory was worried about what would happen to Blackie if he died, so he went to the kennel where he'd bought the little dog as a pup. He said,